91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Federal Privacy Commissioner Jennifer Stoddart says internet users should have a clear choice to say no to being tracked by online advertisers. And she says any advertisers who balk at following new guidelines for collecting the personal information of web users could face enforcement action. Stoddart says many Canadians don't know when they're being tracked as they browse the web. She says users must be able to give meaningful consent to being tracked either before or as their data is collected. Four emerging powerhouses want wealthy nations such as Canada to sign up for a second phase of an expiring climate deal. The so-called basic bloc of Brazil, South Africa, India, and China say they will increase their own efforts to reduce greenhouse gases, but only if the world's richest countries agree to take on a second round of commitments under the Kyoto Protocol. China, the world's top polluter, has signaled that it was adopting binding targets to lower its emissions if richer countries agree. But Canada's environment minister says the Chinese delegation gave no response when asked by Canada if they would make the pledge official. Peter Kent says China has yet to provide any details of what commitments it might agree to. The Conservative government says Canada will not commit to renew its Kyoto agreement, however. Some religious leaders say Ontario's new anti-bullying legislation will force teachers to violate their faith and will try and indoctrinate kids with a sexualized agenda. Christian, Jewish, and Muslim representatives joined together to condemn the Liberals' new anti-bullying bill, even though they all agree bullying must be stopped. They say the bill requires schools to have gay clubs and to teach young children that there are six different genders, part of what they say is an agenda driven by gay activists and not parents. Charles McVetti of the Institute for Canadian Values says Premier Dalton McGuinty is using the problem of bullying to advance his radical sex education agenda. McVetti, who has led the fight against the Liberals' last attempt to update Ontario's sex ed curriculum, says the same policy is back inside the new bill. The religious activists predict there will be a mass exodus of kids from the public and separate school systems if the anti-bullying bill, with its sexual accommodation provisions, is not amended. That's 91X News to 201. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
For the Napanee Raiders this season, the Raiders have 8 wins compared to only 3 losses at the Strathcona Paper Center this season, but they're 0-6 on the road and sit in last place in the Empire B standings. With a win at home tonight against the Amherstview Jets, they will move to within 1 point of those Jets and Port Hope. Puck drop is at 7:30 tonight. The NHL's Board of Governors are continuing their meetings in Pebble Beach today. The league owners approved changes in the conference realignment yesterday. The league will scrap the 6-division format and go with 4-2 in the East and 2 in the West. The new schedule will ensure each team gets to visit the other 29 teams at least once in a season. Each team will also play its conference rivals 6 times. The plan is to have the changes in place by next season. The Toronto Maple Leafs are back home after a brief 2-game road trip. The Leafs welcome the ailing New Jersey Devils to the ACC tonight. 4 other Canadian teams are also playing tonight. Montreal hosts Columbus. Winnipeg welcomes the surging Boston Bruins. The Hurricanes are in Calgary, and Vancouver hosts Colorado. Toronto Sun baseball reporter Bob Elliott has been recognized for his contributions to the sport. The Baseball Writers Association of America announced today that Elliott will be awarded the J.G. Taylor Spink Award. The 62-year-old Elliott has been covering baseball for over 30 years and is the first Canadian to receive the honor. He will be presented the award at the National Baseball Hall of Fame's induction weekend from July 20th to 23rd in Cooperstown, New York. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Temperature steady near +1. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of -2. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, 60% chance of flurries in the morning and afternoon, and a temperature steady near +1. It's 2 degrees at 2 o'clock, and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.